Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Thursday. We've been talking all Knicks so far. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. But BT, I know potential Jets future head coach had some interesting things to say that made you want him even more yesterday.
I don't think you could say better than this. I want to play as Aaron Glenn, obviously, who I guess through some back channels has let it be known that he absolutely really wants the Jets job. I know it's been more than anybody else, more than any other job, I should say. I know it's been pretty widely reported by now that he is very high on the list, might be the favorite at this point, that he and Flores are vying for it. So this is an interesting spot to be in now. Not that it matters, the Jets fans right now, but if I'm a Lions fan, the last thing I want is my coordinators out there talking about other teams and interviews, which is kind of what's going on. I mean, Ben Johnson, now right. He deflected. He did a very good job. Aaron Glenn's talking about this. Flores obviously has had to wrestle with this before losing the other day. So Glenn was asked about the perception of being a defensive coach. And listen to this perfect answer.
Here's the one thing that I would say about myself. I'm a coach. I just happen to be on defense. I understand the offense just as well as a number of people. So if you want to hire me, you're going to hire a coach. You're not going to hire a defensive coach. I'm going to talk to the offense just as much as I'm going to talk to the defense.
Listen, there's some people who say things, you're like, all right, whatever, I don't believe you. I believe that. That resonates with me. And think about what he could have said, Sal. So, all right, I'm going to be Aaron Glenn. You asked me, so ask me the question. Here's what he could have said so easily. Go ahead, ask me the question.
Yeah, what about the fact that you're just the defensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, listen, I've got great confidence in my abilities to surround myself with a great staff, and the offensive staff will know what they're doing, and I'll empower them and delegate the job, and they'll do with it. I mean, that's what he could have said. I'm not saying that, though.
How about compare Glenn's answer to Rex's answer?
Rex's answer was, I don't know, I'll get the best staff. We'll get the best staff.
Who's on your staff? I have no idea. We're going to ground and pound it. I'm going to let hire Greg Roman or whatever. Offensive coordinator.
Thank God they're not hiring him. That was a circus.
I'll be honest with you. That comment started to open my mind a little bit. You know that I've been open to Glenn. It's not dismissive saying I don't want, a first-time defensive coordinator. It's not what I... To me, it's not the ideal situation for the Jets' current situation.
Mm-hmm.
However, hearing that solidifies his legitimacy as far as a potentially good head coach, not just a first-time head coach that is coming from the defensive side of the football. So when you hear that, it does give me belief that he can be a good head coach. I still would skew offense, if I'm going first-time head coach, I still value experience, success, offense, but I don't think Aaron Glenn would be a bad hire.
I think he'd be a really good one. To me, that sounds like a CEO.
You want him more than Flores now?
I do. I told you that the other day. To me, Aaron Glenn, well, I mean, listen, I had Vrabel is always number one,
but we know what happened. Yeah.
Aaron Glenn has jumped over Flores. I'm not saying I don't want Flores. They need to investigate why he turned into a lunatic out down there in Miami, because I think there's so much value with Brian Flores. I think he'll kick this team in the ass. I think the penalties will be get cut in half. I think if you're sloppy, either in the weight room or the film room, or you know, you're selfish and not filling the gaps you're supposed to fill because you want to chase a sack or a different stat, you're gone, or it's going to change. Like, I really do like Flores, but Aaron Glenn to me is the guy at this point. And think about this. Like, let's just contrast this. For some reason, by the way, the Dallas Cowboys are interested. Everybody wants Robert Saleh now.
Yeah, well.
I mean, the Cowboys, the Jaguars, everybody. Come on, stop. But think, I forget which game it was. I don't think it was the Niners game. It wasn't the Titans game. I was there for that. I remember the stats better. Either way, it was an early game. And I remember one of the criticisms. And, of course, it could have been the Denver game in the rain, whatever. They lost, of course. And, like, there was such a disparity in pass versus run. They became so pass-heavy and pass-reliant. And I remember, like, us getting on there saying, first of all, the weather wasn't good, and this guy's Achilles hanging by a thread. He's thrown it 40 times. Where's the balance? And I could promise you that Robert Saleh did not walk down to the offensive part of the building and go, whoa, yeah. Guys. What the hell are we doing here? I guarantee Aaron Glenn will.
Yeah, Robert Saleh was not an all-around head coach. We know that he was a defensive mind.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.